Welcome to Sports 1140 AHD.
Good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Right. Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and back.
Attacking run-of-the-mill morning show.
With Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny, I have.
Kenny Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on a mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
Drive. I am not driving no minivan.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
I was in a good mood until Pat from the country station said, hey, man, that's a cool 90s haircut.
Oh.
That's how you want to start the week for a lady. Jeez. Boy, I wear hats every day.
You got a haircut.
I did get a haircut.
I'm just wondering why you don't ask them to take a little off the top.
I did. They did.
I don't see anything wrong with it, Dave,
thank
for the record.
You, Nate. Appreciate that.
I think it's nice that at your age
lovely.
You still have a whole head of hair.
See? Wow, and that.
And it's not gray.
And I'm even going to let the at your age go part. Like that I'm just going to go with the rest of it.
Something in there.
Yeah, no, that's
you look
nice.
Very lovely. You're glowing this morning.
Just, you know. And then he goes, well, you know, the great thing about that hair is you can just get up and go. You don't have to do anything.
Says Huey
Lewis
himself.
You did your hair
himself.
This morning,
thank
too.
You. Well, and I did. I took a shower. I, you know, put stuff in it. And not even the stuff that makes it look wet. The dry stuff.
That's amazing.
The kids use with the Bieber songs and all that stuff that's going on today. 72%. What does that mean? 72% of the money, the tickets, and 66%, excuse me, of the money bet at the 105 William Hill Sportsbooks in Nevada were on the Warriors as 2.5-point favorites in yesterday's game.
A lot of people got paid out.
They got paid. A lot of people lost a little money, too, though. Jeez. I thought the Warriors, got to be honest with you, I probably would have, if you forced me to bet on that game yesterday, 2.5, I probably would have taken the Warriors. I really felt they'd probably sneak a win, and why not game three?
But so far, it's playing out the way that you predicted it, Nate.
See, I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, no, I'll do it for
you. Okay,
yeah.
I was going to say it.
How did Nate refresh us on that?
Alternating games. And then the Warriors are going to win the next three because they'll win the next one, and then game five is going to be close. It's going to be really close, but it's going to be a heartbreaker, and that's what breaks the Thunder, and they get dumped in game six.
Isn't that what happened versus Cleveland last year? Wasn't Cleveland up 2-1? And then I know they were up 2-1, and then I think the Warriors reeled off three straight. And then Memphis, I was reading that today. That's not Dave knowledge. I won't take credit for that. But I think Memphis last year was also up 2-1. I was saying they were down 2-1 twice in last year's playoffs. And I think the Warriors, again, reeled off three straight. So they've been here before. I don't know that Memphis or even last year's Cleveland team, because of the injuries, were what the Thunder are this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday was a game of neener-neener. The Warriors go into game
neener,
two.
Neener-neener.
It's neener-neener, and I'll tell you why. Because the Warriors go in, and they win game two by, 26?
Yeah.
And then Oklahoma City says, neener-neener, we're going to win by 27.
We can beat that ass, too.
Yeah, now what? We won by a lot and won more. Plus one to whatever you say.
It's crazy how back and forth these games have been.
It really is. And you're seeing this 73-win Warrior team. Did Michael Jordan's 72-win team ever lose by 27?
That's a very good question, David.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you saying that Steph's not the greatest player ever? Or that it's still to be determined that that this Warriors team is the best team ever?
You know what I think? You know what I think Steph's in the running for? I think Steph is in the running for most fun player ever. That's how I would categorize him.
You know what had me thinking about this team last night, though, is at what point does the pressure start ratcheting up on them? Not just the hey, we're defending our title type of pressure, but the pressure of, you know, having to finish this to be the single greatest team of all time. Right. And then if you're Steph, this next couple of weeks or so could say a lot about your legacy when it, you know, if you don't make it to the finals or if you lose in the finals. Unfortunately, the precedent's been set by a guy like Mike that you can't lose in the finals. And so Steph Curry, by, you know, this year could be the difference between him possibly being an all-time great, maybe top 10 legendary Pantheon-level player, and just being a guy that was, you know, really, really great for a short period of time. That's not to say he's done if he doesn't win this year, but am I making that semi-clear?
No. One of the things that I thought was really telling about this Golden State Warriors team during the regular season is how they came out and started the season. Mm-hmm. What was it, like 30 games before they lost or something crazy?
It was mid-20s, yeah, I thought, 24,
and 21. I felt like they were playing with a chip on their shoulders. And the pressure, because every time you go up against the defending champions, you're getting the best of every team that you go up against. Mm-hmm. And that is the one thing that I felt really stuck out about them throughout the course of this season, and where they end up breaking the all-time, you know, wins in the regular season record, is that they were playing like they were the underdog all the time. Like they had something to prove. And for the first time, you're really seeing where they're being challenged a little bit, maybe even more so mentally. And you have to take your hats off to Oklahoma City, because the thing about them is I think they're just dumb enough to not care. You know, they're just dumb enough to not care. Yeah, so they won 28 in a row. Yeah.
Dating back two seasons. So you guys were both right. Because it was 24 this season, 28 back.
Sure.
Dating back.
Yeah.
So.
Gotcha. Chris Haynes and Steve Smith both going to join us in the 7 and 8 o'clock hour to break a lot of this stuff down. Guys, the playoffs for the last 10 seasons, I apologize. Chris Haynes out today. Steve Smith will join us later on in the program. Elias Sports has been keeping track of plus-minus. We've had the conversation before about plus-minus being a hockey stat that's sometimes misleading in the NBA, but it exists. They've been keeping track of it in the playoffs for 10 seasons, and in that 10 seasons, the worst mark ever in plus-minus was minus 43, and that belonged to Draymond Green yesterday.
Ooh.
The worst mark ever of the last 10 years.
1 of 9 from the floor.
Yep.
6 points. 3 assists, 4 turnovers, 4 of their 14, which, by the way, Golden State is a team that has turned the ball over constantly all season long. It's just teams haven't really made him play for it. Their number was actually pretty low last night, 14 turnovers, but 18 points. The fast break differential, I felt, was the story of that game. That really made the difference in terms of, I mean, you're the Warriors, and you were the best fast break team in the league during the regular season. You get 13 total and allow the Thunder 29. Mm. I mean, they got brutalized on the break.
12 turnovers for the Thunder. 9 of those turnovers were steals by the Warriors. Conversely, 13 turnovers for the Warriors.
14 total.
14 total?
Yeah.
Okay, it says 13 right
Yeah,
here.
Well, you always go down. They've got the total versus
six. One more turnover.
Some of them are a team turnover. Right. You know, they don't assess it to anyone.
6 steals for the Thunder last night. And so today's poll question we'll put up in just a moment is simply this. It's the same thing we did last week, which is after last night's results, who's going to win this series, the Thunder or the Warriors? And I wonder, you know, I believe last week it was 64% at the end that had the Warriors still winning. That was after game one,
yep,
where the Thunder stole a game, took a game in Oakland. So now we fast forward to game three. I do wonder if that's going to be less, more, or right at again, right, 60%. I would think it would be more towards the Thunder side, at least. Even if
I think there's going to be some movement. I still think that people are going to go with the Warriors, because especially here, you know.
I would imagine you mean letting
local homers.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, like, out here, more people have watched the Warriors than the Thunder,
gotcha,
throughout the season, so they're more familiar with them. Their dominance is just more, you know, subconsciously in their head.
It's a little bit more fresh. Yeah.
You've
more reason to doubt the Thunder.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with the Warriors just because it is still playing out according to my plan, but I'm got to be curious how long the basketball gods hold a grudge against a guy like Draymond Green for going below the belt, because they responded loudly last night.
They did.
Not just in his personal performance, but the way that team played.
A little sub poll. I put it up last night.
Sub poll.
Sub poll to our show poll.
Yes.
If you go on my Twitter account right now, it's pinned to the top of my account. I'm because this is now Draymond Green's second offense in this series of just
going after the
junk
boys.
Of Steven Adams. Just he's been beating it to death, right? So I'm curious after seeing that last night, which I want to read his quote, which was fantastic after, because it's just stupidity in so many different ways. But I want to see what people are thinking about. Was that an accident or intentional, that kick to the manhood?
Well, don't wait to read it. Here's the quote.
I thought it would probably get rescinded. I try and kick somebody in the men's section. I'm sure he wanted to have kids one day. I'm not trying to end that on the basketball court. I don't.
We'll play the rest of that. That's it. It's a rather long and sorted out.
We talked for a minute, 47 seconds.
Yeah. Ew. There's a lot of, we have Draymond Green on the kick. We have Steven Adams.
The Russell kick heard Westbrook, around the world.
The kick.
Billy Donovan, Steve Kerr. Everyone's weighing in on the kick.
We're going to ask, Steve Smith that question too. Yeah.
It's going to be a third. What if I told you you could win a playoff series by kicking someone in the Jimmy? It's got to be, and no one will ever see a 30 for 30. But
the crying Jordans, that came after that kick. I'm telling you. I have to admit it needed though,
because the best image, like maybe ever, is Draymond's foot right there. Steven Adams, clueless, just a split second away
right
from
before.
Devastation. Didn't even see it.
Is there?
You know, should he start?
Like, that's not great at all.
Should he start legitimately wearing a cup in this series? Because this is
that.
Twice.
And I think they should just,
in three
games. They should just probably stop the guy from kicking him in the Jimmy.
Yeah, I don't know. We saw somebody else get suspended for punching someone in the junk as well.
Whatever are you referring to?
I'm talking about another player that maybe we'll talk about it later.
Oh, we'll do that when we get back. Hey. Lots of stuff to get to today. We've got Draymond Green and the Warriors and the Thunder. By the way, hey, look over there in the corner. It's the Raptors.
Hi, guys. We won a game, too. We're alive. We're in the Final Four. Hello, Canada. We the North.
And we'll get to that at some point today. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. Dave, Katie, and Nate. It is The Drive.
Nate and Kate.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. The text is at 44-1140. Jay Johnson will pick up your phone call behind the glass. Always doing a wonderful job on everything. The one professional on the program.
This is so true.
618, time for the grand opening sale at jacuzzi@sacramento.com. Call 315-TUBS. A heartfelt thanks and add a girl to our very own Katie Lauren Christensen, who...
Way to throw out the middle name.
Like that, you
got
not even,
full government on me right now.
Not even in trouble.
I know.
Over the weekend, she hostessed a...
Hostess with the mostest.
All right, well, you got a host and hostess. And she's got girl parts, so she hostessed the first monthly get-together of people, both from near and far, all creatures great and small, and it went off, I believe, without a hitch. I don't believe...
There was no hitches.
I've been to many a Katie soiree in the past. There were no, and I mean no puns by this, there were no bushes smush. That happened.
Yeah, I believe it.
Someone fell into a bush and destroyed it.
Pretty tame by those standards, right?
Yeah, it was a very tame party. And the rain stayed away, which is awesome. Yeah. So I'm coming on literally on Saturday. I got distracted, like, doing my yard because I'm, like, an idiot like that. So I pulled weeds from the front and the back where it doesn't make a difference. So it's, like, 12:20. And I'm like, oh, my God, people are going to be here at 2. Not only have I not showered, I still have a bunch of stuff to make,
gross.
You know? So I run and get propane for the gas barbecue just in case, right? My neighbor's like, hey, I hear you're having a party. I was like, huh? And he goes, I was like, how do you know? He's like, my buddy heard it on the radio. Why didn't I get an invite?
Hey.
Like, oh, awkward.
Friendly neighbor.
I forget that people are listening to our show.
Come on over. Of course you're welcome.
You're invited.
Well, I did, and he's super nice. I actually really like him. But he's like very fitnessy. And I'm like, I don't want him to. It's like once you let them behind the curtain and they see the kind of stuff that's going on, I feel like he wanted to judge me.
Everyone's doing lines. And
right.
Smoking.
Don't
want to
see how the sausage is made.
Needles everywhere. Yeah.
It's terrible.
I'm glad you brought that up because that was something you told me over the weekend I thought was interesting that. Katie's yard service comes on Monday, which is funny because Katie is
property manager sends it.
Right, she's Green Thumb Joe over there. So she has somebody come, or they have somebody come and mow all the lawns and stuff. Well, this party is on Saturday, so Katie's out front and she sees her neighbor mowing his lawn.
It's like the guy that mows the lawn for the person across the street.
Right, so she goes up to the guy and says, "Hey. The carburetor's jacked up in my mower, and I've got friends coming over. Would you mind mowing my back lawn? It's real small.
I'll pay you $20 to do it."
And the guy's like, "Well."
He looks at me all like kind of weird, and he's an older like gentleman, right? And he's like, "Yeah, well, you know, like leave your back gate open, right?" So I go in the back, like, and when he starts mowing, and I go out with like a $20 bill, and he immediately like takes like 3 steps back, like I'm about to beat him with a stick or something, you know? And I was like,
"Infected 20."
He's like, no, you don't need to pay me." I was like, "No, really, I really appreciate it. Let me pay you the $20." He's like, "No. The fact that you know that your lawnmower has a carburetor and that you're fixing it yourself," he's like, "I'm not taking your money."
That's enough.
My only question was, is the right move to approach him and ask if he'll mow the back lawn?
I really thought about it. Like, I was torn over it.
To say, well, is the right move, A, don't ask at all and deal with the lawn, or B, if you're going to do that, to ask if you can quickly borrow the mower and mow it yourself? Because aren't you technically kind of, as a man, trapped in that situation?
Here's the thing,
though. You can't say no.
You can't say no.
Here's the thing. This is why I really considered not doing it. Because
it's rude?
Well, not because it's rude. Is it rude, though?
I think it kind of is.
But to ask, "Hey, can I borrow your mower?" I'm a woman walking up to him. And at that time, I looked very girly, right? I had just come from a meeting, so I had like hair and makeup done, you know? And
oh, we've got the girl card.
Look at me, most men will look, seriously, men will look at a girl and be like, "I don't want them touching my lawnmower. She probably doesn't know what to do with it."
Well, see, it would have been so much more polite for you to just do that and have him say, "No, don't worry, I'll do it for you."
Right. Ask if you can
do it
yourself.
Do it passive aggressively.
This is a guy that makes money off of, you know, doing yard service, right?
He might have another appointment ahead of him.
Well, and he looked at his watch, and I was like, it's really small. And my backyard is small.
Sure.
Yeah, the grass portion of it is
small. But let's be honest,
small.
Sometimes people, when someone, it's really small. I've been asked to do chores before by all kinds of people, whether it's parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, or friends, moms, and dads. No. It'll take you 5 minutes.
Right.
No, it won't.
Mm-hmm.
But
it does. Hey, you want to help me move? Yeah, it'll be real quick.
It takes
sectional.
It takes less than 5 minutes to mow my back lawn.
Which is why Carmichael Dave will never again own a truck ever in my life. Because guess what? Yeah, exactly. You own a truck? Hey.
You're the guy with the truck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, could you help me move? It's like one thing, bro. Could you help me move all day long and spend your gas and spend your entire day lifting? Bro, I will hook you up with a six-pack and a slice of pizza at the end of the day. It's so worth it. No, it's actually not.
And then they pull a Clavin, and you get there, and him and his mom are just fighting the whole time over who forgot to pick up the pizza.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Or him and his girlfriend or wife are fighting the whole time because that's going to happen when
you're moving.
So I mean,
yeah, you have that to look forward to, Nate.
I've been thinking about it all weekend. What is the ruling on that? I feel like she should have asked him if she could mow the lawn first. Although I would have never asked in the first place, but that's just me.
I give her the pass just because the guy was a professional. I mean, it's certainly a bold play to ask, and I don't know if I would go there.
If it were my neighbor, I would have been, "Hey, can I borrow your lawnmower?"
Is it better to ask a professional or better to ask the person that lives next to you? I mean, isn't it better to ask the neighbor that lives next to you than the pro?
I've seen both my neighbor's lawns. I don't know that they own a lawnmower.
I don't know. Like, I'd feel a lot more comfortable, you know,
whatever.
Propositioning a professional with $100 than just like, you know what I mean?
Got
you see where I'm going? You see where I'm going with that?
Experience
yeah,
that?
I think we all know.
Okay. Pretty good way to get yourself physically assaulted if you're offering money to the wrong point. People.
Right. And then
you're on the clock is not a good way to make friends.
That is a phenomenal point, because here's the deal. What happens if the lawnmower guy who turned down the $20 is mowing your lawn? And what happens if the guy that finds him all his jobs shows up in his elevator shoes? And he gets pissed off at the guy.
This is a
fires him for fires going behind his back.
Because let's be honest, what if the lawnmower guy? I know we're circling
it's
around.
It's a liability issue.
What if he's got a lawnmower pimp? And what if the lawnmower pimp?
This is like
finds him mowing an unauthorized lawn. Where's his cut of the $20? What's going on behind the scenes?
This is like an older white dude, right? Okay, I know that there is no like lawn mowing pimp organization that he is indebted to.
You feel like
to.
You know that? You know that the LPO, Lawnmower Pimp Association organization.
LPA?
Yeah, thank you. From the 916, I do this once a month. I'll drive around the neighborhood, find a guy doing someone's yard, $25 to mow my front lawn and clean up the clippings.
Yeah. I love that. I love
That's
that.
That's fine. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get back to Draymond Green and the Warriors and the Thunder. And at some point today, Nate threw up yesterday. We need to know why. It's the drive. It's Sports 1140 KHDK.
I'm
going
to be cooking
all day. I ain't your mama. All right, we got to wrap this up here. But boy, oh boy. Katie's a beautiful woman, so she has a different perspective on approaching people. We're talking about her asking her neighbor's lawn guy to mow her lawn. Dave would not be treated in similar fashion. I would want to help Katie, but would think Dave was a weirdo if he asked me to mow his yard. Well, yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. I would borrow the mower, or I would take care of mine. From the 209, that's a lawn pimp text. I'm not going to read. From the 916, honestly, who gives a blank? Katie, I'll mow your lawn if it keeps Dave from whining about it. Who mows Dave's lawn? We all know he doesn't do it. Dave, do you know what sweat is?
Wow.
Actually, guy, mowed the lawn yesterday. Thank you.
Not bad.
Thank you.
And yes, front you back.
And you're a witness, because I was showing off how great it's the first lawn mow of the new season.
Since the new sod,
yeah,
right?
Thank you very much.
Lawn mow.
So someone has mental problems, and his name is Texty Guy at 44-11-40. Can I ask the three of you here? I said that I was going to put the poll question out at 6:30. Is last night's result change your mind about who's going to win this series, or who's going to win the series now? But I'm having second thoughts, and you guys go ahead and make the ruling here. Should that be today's poll question, or should the poll question be, is Draymond Green going to get suspended? Because isn't that really what's going on today? Isn't that really what every show—
I say
show,
we go with suspended.
You think so? Yeah. I'm leaning there, too, but I'm open. You
know, do we want to go is or should?
Here.
If he does not, something is seriously wrong with
okay,
the NBA.
Okay, so that's your passion topic of the day. I feel like that's where, you know, Stephen Smith's going to be yammering about it, and hosts are going to, you know, be going crazy over that. That's what everyone's water coolering about today. Is, should Draymond Green going to get suspended today? All right, so we'll put that out there. There's a lot of different opinions about the kick. If you missed it, Draymond Green, yesterday's game, going up for a shot, fouled by Steven Adams. They're both physical, hard-nosed players. He gets the foul call, and his right leg kicks up and gets Steven Adams.
It was more than just kicks up.
Well, I mean, how else would you describe it? I don't know. He launched up. I don't know. It kicked up.
Oh, he has a weak core, though.
He couldn't stop it.
He has a weak core.
Couldn't stop the kick. So Steve Kerr was asked. Let's hear from the coach first. If the Draymond Green
should we take a poll first, or have any guesses about how Steve's going to approach this? I have not heard the sound. Have you heard the sound, Nate? Mm-hmm. So as a coach of a player who is just multiple offender, you know, just destroyed someone's manhood, what are you going to say? I'm going to tell you what Steve Kerr is going to say.
What's he gonna say?
Was an accident. Come on now. My player would not do something that dirty. What do you expect from him,
you're
Nate?
Probably right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Come on. It was an accident. Things happen. Both guys are playing hard.
Well, I can tell you what he's not going to say. No, but it was on purpose, and I think Dre should get suspended. Here's Steve Kerr.
Would you think it's unfair if the NBA does look at that as a possible suspension?
Oh, I would think they would rescind it. I mean, no, honestly, I mean, stuff like that happens all the time. There's contact. People's arms, legs flailing, if they think it's on purpose, play the game. This stuff happens all the time. I mean, Westbrook kicks out his feet on every three, and there's contact, and I mean, it's just part of the game. So I don't understand how that can be deemed a flagrant one. I think it should be rescinded.
I love Steve Nonsense. Kerr, but he is so full of it right now.
Oh, well, no, he builds on that, by the way.
I thought it was inadvertent. There's contact on the play. I was shocked they even looked at it. I
mean,
there's inadvertent contact all the time on plays, so that really surprised me.
Shocked, I say. What, Katie? You were mouthing something.
Yeah. I'm curious, because the rest of Draymond's soundbite is pretty interesting.
Yeah, you want to hear Draymond Green talking about it?
Yeah, let's hear what Dre has to say.
Why not?
I thought it would probably get rescinded. I'm trying to kick somebody in the men's section.
In their men's
section.
Sure, you want
to have kids one day. I'm not trying to end that on the basketball.
What about the women's section, the baby section, toddler section?
Seriously.
What about the hardware?
The petite section.
Just the men's section where the suits are?
Of course, that don't make sense, you know, so... I didn't know I hit him. I walked to the three-point line and shook, you know, clapped everybody's hand. I turned around, he's on the floor. Boy, I'm like, what happened? You know, and then I'm standing at the three-point line. I look at Boga, and he looked at the replay, and he was like, so then I went and looked at the replay, like, uh-oh. I didn't, no, but.
Draymond
like
had
I said,
to ice
I thought
his
it
shin
would get
after
rescinded
that.
Because I didn't, like, not trying to kick him. I was following through on the shot, my leg went up. So. No, I don't think I'll get suspended because I don't know how anyone could possibly say, you know, I did that on purpose.
Maybe the first clue was when you were wiping shards of testicle off your high top that you made contact, Dre.
How they could just act incredulous that they would even look at it is kind of beyond me, right? Just the fact they even looked at that play. It's like, dude, the dude got kicked in the junk, all right? You have to look at that no matter what, right? If a guy's hunched down, he took it in the gear, you have to review that and see what happened, don't you?
Do you remember the old SNL skit? Where you had Rob Schneider, and he was like, yeah, I don't even know why they looked at it, see? It seemed he just kicked his foot up. Yeah, that's the ticket. It was one of those where, like, he was the liar guy, and he just kept spiraling into his own lies, and that's what I hear when I hear Steve Kerr especially. I expect, of course, they're both going to be that way. What are they going to do? Say, no, I should be suspended. But guys,
they're making their case right now
right.
to the NBA as they, you know that that's going to be reviewed today, and that potentially because the Dante Jones got suspended for a game for hitting Bismack Biyombo in his Biyombo, okay,
and it was not as egregious.
Like I had to watch it several times
to see
where it happened. And it was kind of like with his right arm, like there was contact and he was falling and his right arm came up and hit him right in the man parts.
Yes.
This is way more egregious.
It is, but the reason you kind of pointed to the reason why he likely won't get suspended is that it's really difficult to prove intent with a kick. And that seems to be the word coming out with the officials, why they didn't do anything at the time, you know, because
you have to watch this at every angle.
I agree. But Dante Jones got him with the hand. And that's a lot easier for them to say, hey, you know, that was a little more intentional. Draymond Green, for better or worse, what he did was kind of a basketball act. Do I think it was intentional at the moment? Yes, I do. I don't think it was premeditated, but I think that he made a split-second decision to finish off his kick. Without thinking about it.
Here's the thing, though. When you look at the Dante Jones, Bismack Biyombo situation, right? I think that the fact that Dante Jones has a little bit of a reputation for being dirty is more what led to the suspension than what actually happened. Because I didn't look at that as like one of those things where, oh yeah, he purposely did it.
Right.
He was falling away to his left and Bismack was coming down on top of him and his hand went up. It wasn't even like this.
You know what though, Katie?
For Draymond Green, it was a full extension. It looked like he was about to do a toe touch. You don't do that on a follow through. Come on now.
It was
now.
Like the Daniel song crane kick at the end where he got Johnny, where he had like the one leg up. Couple things, by the way, from the 415 Bay Area. Thank you. It was John Lovitz's character that was the liar. I'm thinking Rob Schneider with the in the copy room. Yeah, Nady. Yeah.
Dave Marino right? making copies.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. And then I'm about to throw this poll out here. Katie, you have me stumped, or whoever brought it up. Maybe it was you, Nate. Should Draymond Green get suspended Will Draymond Green get suspended? What should it be? Should
will.
Or will?
Like will, because really? I think a lot of people, because my poll that I did yesterday saying that it was intentional, and all the responses I got from it last night on Twitter,
so
everyone's
will.
Like, he needs to get suspended.
Will. He needs to get
suspended. He needs it.
All right, Will Draymond
Snap
Green
those fingers,
get
girl.
Suspended. And what do you have the results of your poll in front of you? Or
I
know it's
do.
Still going right
it's
now.
It's still going. It ends at the end of the show. But right now, 768 votes, 86% cheap shot, 14% accident.
Okay. All right. So and by the way, we're in Northern California. Just
yeah.
I wonder what happens if that poll's in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Either way, Draymond Green, we'll talk about that. Now, once again, has game three, then we'll just bring that on the air here, of Thunder and Warriors changed your opinion on who's going to win this series? And,
hey, guys, we won game three. We're Toronto.
Yeah, we still have to talk about them and Cleveland losing their very first game of the playoffs. Is it all over for the Cavs? We'll tell you next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. Hey, breaking news, kids. It's 6:49.
Hey.
Time for the grand opening sale at Jacuzzi at Sacramento.com. Call 315-HUBS. I want to also invite you this Saturday. There's a lot of Republic going on in the KHDK. I love it. Watch Sacramento Republic FC take on Swope Park Rangers. What's Swope? The best I can come up with is it's past tense for swipe.
Yeah, swope.
I swope.
I swope left.
Yeah. And what is it? What is it the kids say now? I swope left.
Right, swope left. I don't know which one's good.
Is left when you swipe left, is that good?
I know this because of my roommate.
All right, way to blow her up.
Who does the? I didn't do names.
Oh well, good.
I did not.
It was one.
I did not give out her Twitter handle.
It was one of the dogs.
But no, like,
it was Ella.
Yeah. It. I think left is you're not interested, and right is you're interested.
Swipe right and you're interested.
Swope.
All right.
Thank you for the confirmation.
Confirmed in the back room there. This Saturday, 7:30. I didn't use names either. Saturday, 7:30. Bonnie Field purchase tickets at SacRepublicFC.com. And by the way, took out the Liverpool under-21s.
Yeah, I got off to the kids, huh?
Liverpool 21 under-21s. Yeah, Joe Borgia is a VP of something or whatever with the NBA referee.
He runs the replay center.
Yeah, all that. So, he spoke with the NBA TV last night, and props to Katie for throwing this in front of my fat face on what's going to go on today with the Draymond Green flagrant foul.
Welcome back. As promised, we're going to talk about the most visible play of the night. And with that, we welcome in Joe Borges, NBA Senior Vice President, Replay and Referee Operations. And Joe, we're talking about Draymond Green and Steven Adams. Just under 6 minutes left in the first half. Draymond Green assess the flagrant one when he brings the leg up, contact with Steven Adams' groin. How is that a flagrant one and that determination made?
Well, Vince, first of all, on the play, you have Steven Adams fouls Draymond in the act of shooting. So we have that first foul where Draymond's going to shoot two shots. Now we have dead ball contact where
literally,
you know, Draymond's leg comes forward, contacts Adams. The officials caught it, but they weren't exactly sure how severe it was. So they elected to come over to replay. They came to replay, they looked at all the different angles, and at the end of the replay, the officials on the court decided that this was unnecessary contact and ruled it a flagrant foul one.
But what about today?
Joe, take us a little deeper in this. What is the process for reviewing those flagrant fouls? I mean, how is that run through and put through to define what exactly we're looking at?
Well, tomorrow the league office will review all the angles. Every flagrant foul called during the season is reviewed by the league office to see if it should be downgraded or to see if it should be upgraded and additional penalties. So that will be done tomorrow when Kiki and everybody gets back to New York. They'll try to get every angle available.
Oof.
A decision will be made prior to
every angle.
Game four.
So imagine that job. Hey, we're going to look at you. We're going to need you to look at about 19 angles of Steven Adams getting hit in the Kiwis. That's your job today.
That was enough of that last night.
How perfect. Yeah. How perfect was it that he used the phrase dead ball contact?
That was great. And
he doesn't even know he's being ironic.
I don't know if this is universal amongst guys. I don't know if this, maybe it's just me. So I'll ask this. When you see something like that or anything that has to do with violence in that area, I instinctively, and I found myself doing this last night, I instinctively cross my legs or I bring my legs together. I don't even know I'm doing it. It's like when I sit on the couch, I put my hand down my pants. I don't know I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. I bring in the thighs a little. I don't want to see
maybe,
all those.
Maybe a hunch, just a hair at the waist a little. I would rather see the Navarro Bowman or the Kevin Ware or one of those. You know what I mean? Like those are still kind of gruesome.
Anderson
in that,
Silva.
Yeah, in that, oh, God, okay, like once is enough. But it's still a different level to see the Steven
it
Adams.
It really is.
Like, you guys,
is that why you threw up yesterday?
No, that was it.
Now, why did you throw up yesterday?
I had
sick?
Long Saturday, and I'm not in basketball shape anymore.
Wait, oh, so you went to yourself. Yeah. So Nate and Ease there is. You went to Katie's and had a drink.
Several dozen of them.
And then you went to play basketball yesterday. Yeah.
At like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, so afternoon. I had to sit around and be miserable. I couldn't even have a healer in the morning. I just had to sit around and be miserable all damn day. And I made it to about 2 minutes before halftime. I was like, all right, your boy needs to go leave some of himself in the trash can.
How good did Jay's ribs taste on the way out? Because they were damn fine on the way down.
Everything was pretty much digested by then. It was just a cup of coffee I had.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This was after the game you threw up, during the game?
During halftime.
Oh.
I got back out. I rallied.
And you felt much better after, right?
Way better.
Way better. It's the pivot. That's why people don't use it in the game very much. It's kind of like you need a Dramamine for it.
Right.
It's the multiple pivots that got you, huh?
That is exactly what it was.
Did you say a Dramamine?
Yeah. Is it Dramamine?
I think it's Dramamine, isn't it?
Drama.
Oh, Dramamine.
Drama.
But I kind of like drama. I'm not making fun of you.
It's a little bit drama.
Well, it's drama. Drama.
I kind of like Dramamine. Right?
Yeah, it's Dramamine. You being dramatic, my friend.
The women's version of Dramamine.
I've never had to take it, so there goes the reason
drama
why.
Dramamine for your mama me.
Drama.
All right, so... Here's the thing on that whole kick situation, and it has to be asked. And I want to outline, I don't think so, but
I don't think
is it
so.
A fair question? Is there any chance Steven Adams there was a little bit of a testicular flop going on there?
Oh, my God.
Is there any? Does it pop into your head at all?
They were probably still sore from the knee that he got from Draymond Green.
I agree.
Earlier in the series.
I agree.
He went down and he didn't move and he was on his knee. And, you know, there wasn't any theatrics involved. He just went down and stayed there.
But here's the thing. Yeah. I find it very coincidental that this kick to the groin comes after Steve. By the way, if you've never just Google Steven Adams' name and all of his sound bites will come up. Hilarious. Like he is like. Notoriously funny.
He's becoming one of my favorite
players. And so he says after the last game, he goes, quote, Draymond Green has peaked with annoyingness. And guess what? Guess what he peaked with? He peaked with a shin to your sack is what he peaked with.
Ooh, man.
I think there was a reason behind it.
Of course, me being the blindest, most purple glasses wearing Kool-Aid drinking Kings fan in the world. I tweeted out last night. You know exactly what I tweeted
last night. Of course. If that was DeMarcus, he would have been ejected from the game.
I'd say that.
Well, to be fair, DeMarcus would have kicked him in through the roof of his head.
Well, I mean, and we actually have precedent where
rattling around like dice.
DeMarcus held the punch against Steven Adams. True. He didn't follow through.
Yeah, this is true.
So I said one of my homery things. I said if you do something like that, if you're obsessed with winning and you lose your mind when things don't go your way in Sacramento, you're a cancer. In Oakland, your heart and soul, which is fine and innocent and all that, until the first reply on the tweet was all caps facts. And that was from DeMarcus Cousins. And then it blew up a little bit.
Then it blew up.
I kind of felt bad. I kind of instigated that.
You did. You instigated that.
Well, he's a homer too, I would hope, for himself.
He's a homer for himself. I would hope so.
Billy Donovan, Steve Kerr, Steven Adams all weighed in on the kick heard around the world. By the way, there was actually a game played over the weekend. Game
that
three.
No one cares about.
I'm talking about Warriors go say, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Hey, guys.
We the North.
You're an hour into the damn show. We the North.
do that when we get back to Drive. That was Drake. Sports 1140 KHDK.